Aseh taser. What's the double lashon of you should give trumas to maisers? You should give maiser. It means aseh b'shvil shetaser. The pasuk is telling you, like, the more stock you give, the more maiser you give, you should know the richer you'll become. Even though, like the Mishnah says in Svara, you would think not like that. The more you give away, the poorer you become. But here, that's the pasuk teaching us not by tzedakah. When you give away stock, you give away maaser. The more you give away, that's the way you become rich. Now, Ashkechei Rabbi Yechanan Liyanuka the Resh Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan found the child of Resh Lakish, which was really Rabbi Yechanan's grandson. In other words, Rabbi Yechanan's daughter married Resh Lakish, and they had a son. And this is talking about, like we'll say later on, after Resh Lakish died. And the reason why Resh Lakish died, that the Gemara Bava Metzia says, is because Resh Lakish said something that hurt the feeling of Rabbi Yechanan, and because of Rabbi Yechanan, that's why Resh Lakish died. So now Rabbi Yechanan found his son and said to Resh Lakish, the son, Omalei, Emolei Psukecha. Tell me a pasuk, tell me something you're learning, like what pasuk are you learning about now in Cheder? Omalei said back to him, I'm learning about this pasuk of Aseh Tiaser. Like this double lashon, go give trumas, go give maisers. Is Omalei, so the Yanuk is said to Rabbi Yechanan, Omai Aseh Tiaser, what does it mean? How come the pasuk says a double lashon? Omalei, so Rabbi Yechanan answered back to him, it means Aseh Bishvil Shetaser. You should give off maisers in order that you should become rich. That's what the pasuk is teaching us. Like, the more maaser you give, the only the richer you become. Omalei, so the Yanuka, the child, asked back to Rabbi Yechanan, Minolucho, how do you know this? Omalei, Rabbi Yechanan answered back to him, Zil Nasi, well, if you don't trust me, you can go and test me. Go test it, go give away maaser, and see if you become rich or not. That's what Rabbi Yechanan answered him. So the Yanuka, the child, said back to Rabbi Yechanan, Umi Sharul and Suye, are you allowed to test like Umi Sharul and Suye like Kodesh Baruch Hu? Are you allowed to try out like test like Kodesh Baruch Hu? Well, see if the pasuk says, Leitzin Asu Es Hashem. You're not allowed to test Hashem. Like whatever Hashem says, you have to believe it. You have to have emunah in Hashem. Or Malay Rabbi Yechanan answered back, Hoch Yom Rabbi Yishia, this is like my Rabbi Rabbi Yishia said, Chutz Mizu. It's true, you can't test Hashem, excluding only this. This is the only time you're allowed to test Hashem. Shenem the pasuk says, Haviyu Es Kol HaMaiser. El Beis Oitzem, Vayihi Terev Beveisim, Ovechonuni No Bezois. With this, Omer Hashem Tzavokos. This thing you'll have to test me, that if you give Meiser, that Im Lo Yechtach Lochem Es Arubas HaShemayim, I'll open up the windows in the Shemayim, Barikoyti Lochem Baruch Ad Blidoi, and I'll send you back a tremendous amount of Baruchah until you be saying enough, enough. And my Ad Blidoi, what does it mean up until you say enough? Omer Rami Barchom, Omer Rav, until your lips will be like worn out from saying the word enough enough. You'll have so much brachom, you'll be sick of saying already enough enough. Omalei, so the Yanuka told back to Yechanan, he had this mati hosim mishnof. I would have learned this pasuk. You're bringing me down to Malachi is lahay psukam lahevisa tzrichna lachol oishia rabcham. I wouldn't have to come on to you or your rebbe. In other words, you're telling me pshat, and it's often a pasuk in Malachi. This was one maaser. V'su, another time it happened, Ashkechei Rabbi Yechanan Yanuka, the Resh Lakish. Again, Rabbi Yechanan met his grandson, the son of Resh Lakish. The Yosef Yomar, he was sitting and saying, Iveles Odom, if a person does Averis, is to Salav Darkoi, things are going to happen bad to him, he'll get a punishment for it. V'al Hashem Yizav Liboy. And what happens is, when a person gets his punishment, he just gets angry at Hashem, and makes him get angry at Hashem. Is Yosef Rabbi Yechanan become a Tam? So when Rabbi Yechanan heard this pasuk, he started to wonder, think about this pasuk. Omar, he said like this: Mi yikamidi, is there anything techsive b'ksuvim that says in the Neviim or Ksuvim to l'remizi b'raisa, that we don't find the remez, we don't find something about this in the Torah itself? Like Rashi says, Moshe b'raisa she'achumish hu yisoid Neviim or Ksuvim. Because the Chumash, that's the Yisoid for the Neviim Uksuvim. Uvekulon yesmach lemitzvah min haTorah. Anything that says in Neviim Uksuvim, you'll always find something that's a smachta, talks about it in the Torah. So if you're going to want to look through the Pesukah to see if you'll find it in the Torah or not. Is Omalei. So the Yanuka said back to Rabbi Yechanan, Otu, ho milaremiza, doesn't this Indian say in the Torah? For your Ksiv, there's a pasuk like this, it says about in Bereishis. That by the Acha Yosef it said by Yetzu Libam the heart they got so worried. By Yechordu Ishalochiv, one brother got scared with the other brother. Leim was saying, "Mazoy Sosel Kimlanu." Like, what did the Kodesh Baruch Hu do to us? even though here it's talking about Badiacha Yosef, after they found all the tzaris, that Yosef played a trick on them, and he found he stole the cup, and he brought them back to Yosef. So, even though the Meshor speaks out, the end of the pasuk says that the brothers really were doing tshuva. That they were saying, Avol Hashem Manachnu, they realized what happened to us is because we did an Avera, and they were really going to do tshuva. The core problem that he meant to bring down this pasuk, that the Pashup Pshan, the pasuk they said was, Mazlais also lekim lanu, like, what did Hashem do to us? So from these words in the pasuk, it seems to say a remez, that I call upon him, if something happens to you, usually what people do is they start to blame and start to get angry at Hashem. So when Rabbi Yochanan heard this, heard the Yanuka, heard that Rish Lakish's grandson said this, is Dal Eina, he like picked up his eyes, like Rashi says, he had very long eyebrows covering up his eyes, so he lifted up his eyebrows, V'chazabe, and he went to look at the child. Is right away, Aski Imai, so the mother came right away, Afikta, and took away her child, which was Rabbi Yochanan's daughter. His mother took the child away from Rabbi Yochanan. Omrele, she said to him, Tomi kame, go away, come away from Rabbi Yochanan. To leleva lecho kiriyavu liyavuch, he should not do to you like he did to your father. Like we spoke out, the maestro was Rish Lakish died because of Rabbi Yochanan. So now even though it's his daughter, and that was Rish Lakish's wife, which is now the mother of this child, she was afraid that maybe the father would do something, look at him, give him an ayin hara, and because of that he would also die. So therefore, she took him first away from Rabbi Yechonon. Omer Rabbi Yechonon, or some say, yeah, the Yomer Rabbi Yechonon, Moto Bishvil Yochid. You know, sometimes if just one person, one tzaddik needs rain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down rain for one person. And Parnosa Bishvil Rabin, or Parnosa, that means not just time to have rain to live on, but to have a tremendous amount of brocha, something extra special to give a Parnos like a livelihood, that only comes down B'schus HaRabin. Now, Motor Bishvil Yochid, for even if one person needs rain, sometimes Hashem brings down the rain. The pasuk says, Yiftach Hashem Luchoes Atzori Atoiv. Lo says Metar Artzacho. It says, Metar Artzacho Loshin Yochid, even for one person, sometimes Hashem gives Metar rain. Parnosa Bishvil Rabbit, Hashem came to give a tremendous amount of a bracha. Or a big Parnos, like you have what to live on, like for the whole year, that Hashem only gives Bishvil Rabbit. Is there still the pasuk says, Hinni mamtir lochem lechem. Mamtir lochem is loshen rabim to you. I'll bring down lechem. There's not just some rain, but a tremendous amount of brochom, a surplus of food you'll have. That comes down the shvila rabim. Meisoy Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. So Meisoy have a kash on this. That Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda went there. Shloisher parnosim toivim omdul Yisrael. We know Klai Yisrael, when they went through the midbar, he had three big people, three parnosim. Klai Yisrael got their parnosim. Elohein, these are the three people, Moshe, V'Yaron, and Miriam. Now, the Gimel Matonas, Toivois, Nipnu, Ayodim. There were three very good Matonas given through them. The Elohein is Be'er, they got the water, they drank the water, V'Anan, and the protection of the Anan HaKavoy, the cloud that was over them, Umon, and they got the food teeth, the Mon came down from the Shemayim. Now, Be'er, the fact they had the water to drink, that was Luskus Miriam. Omud, Anon, the union of the Anania cover that protected them, the special cloud was on top of them. That's Bishchus Aaron. And Mon is Bishchus Moshe. Mon came down Bishchus Moshe. And therefore, Mesa Miriam, where Miriam first died, Nistala Kaber, the well stopped, was no more water. Shenem, the apostle says, Vatoma Shom Miriam, that Miriam died, Uksiv Basar, right after it says, Mayim Lieda, they didn't have any water to drink. But later the water came back again. Bishchushneim, it's Bishchus Moshe, V'Yaron, the bear. They both got the bear. They got the water to come back. That was when Hashem told Moshe, hit the stone, talk to the stone. That's when they got back the bear again. Mace Aaron. Then when Aaron was the mace, Nistalku Anania covered. It went away. The Anania covered went away. Shenem the Apostle says, Vayishma Kanani Melech Harod, that the Melech Kanan heard. So for the Gemara, Maishmu Shama, what did he hear? Shoma Shemei Saron. He heard that Aaron HaKohen died. When his stock went on, he covered. And the Anani covered went away from Klai Yisrael. Didn't protect him anymore. And therefore, Gesover, he thought that Nitnu Lo Rishus Nilochem the Yisrael, now will have the power to fight over Klai Yisrael and win them, beat them. Vahainu Dixiv, that's what the Pasuk says, Vayiru Kol Eda, everybody saw Ki Gova Aaron, that Aaron died. His Omer Bavur, Bavur says like this, Al Tikri Vayiru, don't say that they saw Ela Vayiru, they became afraid. And could Kedorish Resh Lakish. Like Resh Lakish Darshins, that the word ki, the Yomer Ashlokish ki, whenever the Torah says the word ki, Mishamish Biyamba Lashrenis. At different places it has four different meanings. It can mean e, Dilma, maybe, Ella, but, Tohor, because. And over here it means because. Vayiru Koleda means the whole client was afraid, ki, because, Gov Aaron. Because Aaron died, not everybody got afraid that the Anani covered went away from Klal Yisrael, and they thought now the Melech Canaan will come and fight them and beat them, therefore they got afraid.
Yeah.
Chozru now Shneihem b'schus Moshe. Then later, though even the Anani covered came back b'schus Moshe. Meis Moshe, later when Moshe died, Nistalku Kulam, that's when all three Parnosim went away. Then it was post like the mon, it was post like the bear, and it was post like the Ananiah covered. Shinema, the post says, V'yachachid eshloisha saroyim, how I take away the three shepherds, v'yerech echud at 1 month. As if they're saying, I take away Miriam, Aaron, and Moshe all the same month. For the Gemara, is that true? V'chi v'yerech echud mesu, did they all die in the same month? V'aloi Miriam mesu benisin. We know Miriam died first in Nisan. V'yaron v'yav. Aaron died on Rosh Chodesh Av. U'Moshe v'yadr. And Moshe died on Zayin v'yadr. So they didn't all die the same month. Ella, what does the pasuk mean to teach us? Melamed shenizbatlu gimel matonis toivos. It was taken away, these three good presents, shenitnu al yodin. That was given because of these three parnosim, and v'nistako kulam b'yerech echad. They were all taken away the same month. In other words, when Moshe Rabbeinu was mace, that's when it was bottled, the bear, the Ananiah covered, and the mon. But like we said, when Aaron died, it came back again. When Miriam died, it came back again. But now when Moshe died, all three things went away. Now, Kopon, we see the Kleisor got their panosa, the Shvili Yochid, the Shvili Moshe Rabbeinu, they got their panosa. Alma, we see Ashkechon panosa, the Shvili Yochid, that Hashem gave down a bracha to the whole Kleisor, gave the whole Kleisor their panosa. He gave them their Ananiah covered, the bear, and the mon, the Shvili Yochid. And you're saying now, no, you don't get these things with Shvili Yochid. Now, for the Gemara, Shani Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu is different. That Kivon de l'Rabim Muboyi, Kerabim Domi. That this Panosa came down to Moshe wasn't because Moshe Rabbeinu needed it, but it was for the sake, for the tzarech of Klal Yisrael. So Moshe is also considered like a Rabbim. It's called the Panosa came down, B'schus HaRabim or B'shvil HaRabim. In Moshe's writing, Rav Huna Bar Menoyach, Rav Shmuel Bar Idi, Rav Chia Mivas Tanya, these three people, these three Rabbonin, have Ishchichi Kaim Mid Rova. At first, they used to learn by Rova. Rova was their Rosh Yeshiva. Kinoch Nasha the Rova, when Rova was Nifta, after Rova was Mace, is also the Kaim Mid Rav Papa. Then they took a new Rosh Yeshiva. They went to learn by Rav Papa. He was the Rebbe. Is Kolemos to have a Omru Lo Shmaita, whenever Rav Papa used to say a Shir, used to say over Halacha, is like having Mistavrilu, if they didn't like it so much, these three Tamidim didn't like it so much, is having Miramzi Adodi. They would like wink their eye to one another, as if to say, you know, that Rapop is not as great as Rava was. Is Cholish Daite. Is Rapop felt very bad? He got like a Chlisha Sadas. He bothered him a lot. You know, the Tamidim don't like what he's saying. It bothered him. Is Akruya Bechalme, Rapop saw in a dream,